Welcome to the Moose Room. Dr. Brad Hines here. Wanted to just provide an update on some H5N1 information that's been happening within the last day or so, and some updates on some new cases and what's happening in a few other states. Probably the most notable or most important for those of us in Minnesota, late yesterday afternoon, the National Vet Services Laboratory confirmed a H5 avian influenza case in Martin County. Well, if you don't know where Martin County is, that's in southwest Minnesota, along the Iowa border. Fairmont would be the county seat. It affected a small backyard flock that consisted of 62 mixed species birds, which included ducks and guinea fowl. And this farm started to experience increased mortality in their birds. So they had them tested, but really these species haven't typically exhibited clinical signs or increased mortality in previous outbreaks. So it's probably one of the most important things that we've seen throughout this avian influenza outbreak. So that's important to be mindful of biosecurity protocols and everything that's happening with that. If you think about it on the dairy front, one new interesting fact that just came out today, November 20th, is that Pennsylvania will now mandate avian influenza testing for milk starting next week, so November 26th. So basically what's going to happen there is that samples will be collected from bulk milk tankers that's transporting milk in Pennsylvania farms to processing plants. Processors will take these samples and test these tankers at the processing plant. Basically, they're taking tanker samples to try and ensure that milk from every Pennsylvania dairy is tested at least every 14 days. So if they find a sample from a bulk milk sample that tests positive for avian influenza, then they will dive a little bit deeper into those individual samples to try and find where the infected zone is and then provide surveillance testing. So this was a new program that just came out where Pennsylvania will test all bulk milk tankers in the state, even though Pennsylvania doesn't have a case of avian influenza. So they're just taking precautions to try and curb the spread if and happen it does get into Pennsylvania. Well, on the dairy front as well, it's still surging in California in both dairy cattle and poultry operations. Yesterday, they confirmed 41 more outbreaks on California dairy farms. In the last couple days, they've had 8 cases. On November 14th, there was 33 cases. On November 12th, 15 cases. So over 50 cases in just the last few days there. So now in the Central Valley of California, since they detected avian influenza in August, 335 dairy farms have been hit with avian influenza, which is actually about 25% of the state's farms. So it's really affecting California in the Central Valley. So with these latest outbreaks in California, there are now about 550 dairy herds in 15 states that have found avian influenza in their herds. Really, it has taken its toll on the California poultry industry as well. It's been recently found in turkey and broiler facilities in Fresno County, in Kings County, Merced County, and San Joaquin counties. Now, these are heavily ag states in the Central Valley of California, where you have a lot of agriculture, whether it's dairy or poultry. So on the poultry front, Arizona has now first reported its outbreak in a commercial poultry facility. They'd had some birds that had tested positive in November of 2022, but they were in backyard flocks. But this is the first time it was found in a commercial layer farm in Pinal County, which is between Phoenix and Tucson. Probably the more significant effect is it was found in Hawaii. This is Hawaii's first case of avian influenza in poultry. And it was found on the island of Oahu, which is where Honolulu is. It was found in 20 rescued waterfowl and about 13 wild zebra birds in a backyard flock. Some of these birds, they really exhibited no symptoms. Some were lethargic and had neurological symptoms. So it was really trying to figure out what this was. And through testing, they found avian influenza, H5N1, in poultry in Hawaii. So this, with Hawaii, it makes the 49th state to report H5N1 in poultry since 2022. So every state except for Louisiana has now reported H5N1 in poultry. And in this, they really think that this backyard flock was exposed at a pet fair where they went to a pet fair. There were many other birds around and they came back home. And then they started to see signs of infection in this flock about several days later. And lo and behold, found that they had H5N1 in their flock. So remember through all of this that we must remain vigilant with biosecurity protocols to really help safeguard our poultry and our dairy herds. And obviously we want to ensure hand washing, showering, wearing clean clothes and footwear whenever we're leaving animal premises. Obviously having biosecurity signs, monitoring people who are coming through your facility. We have boot sanitizer or synergized disinfectant solution for all people that come into our milk house, whether it's milk haulers, equipment dealers, workers as well, where they can sanitize their boots. Obviously, we make them wear clean boots, clean clothes inside to really help minimize the spread of H5N1 to themselves or to other livestock on the facility. So really, we're constantly monitoring our herds for symptoms just in case. And if that happens, we should contact our veterinarians to further make a plan on what to do. So I just wanted to have a few updates, what's happening, you know, found in Hawaii, surging in California dairy herds still yet today, Pennsylvania with their mandatory milk testing of bulk milk tankers, it's happening. So there's a lot of developments that have happened in the last few days, and hopefully you remain vigilant and keep safeguarding with your biosecurity protocols. Thanks for listening.